Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Mem Vav. We are holding, we're right at the top of Daf Mem Vav Amar Aleph. We finished Daf Mem Hey yesterday. Rabbi Zeira Chalash. The story is that Rabbi Zeira got sick once. Olegabe Rabbi Avohu, Kibel Alei, Rabbi Avohu went to visit him and he was mekabel on himself the following. In Mitbach Katina Charich Saki, Avinu Yamatov L'Rabbanan. He says, if the little guy with the burnt legs gets better, then I'll make a celebration for the Rabbanan. I'll make a party. I'll throw a Sudas Hadah. Not if I get better. Rabbi Avohu wasn't the sick one, but he decided that he was so interested in Rabbi Zeira getting better that he was going to make a Yom HaTov L'Rabbanan if Rabbi Zeira got better. Why did he call him Katina Charich Saki, the little guy with the singed legs, with the burnt legs? So Rabbi Nissim Gon fills us in on the rest of the story. He writes, Hadavar Shebishvilo Nikra Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Nissim Gon is on the side of the page in the standard editions of the Vilna Shas. So he writes, Hadavar Shebishvilo Nikra Rabbi Zeira B'zeh Hashem Mefurash B'bam Metzia Parakas Ochres Apolim. This is a Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Pei Hei that explains why Rabbi Zeira was called by this nickname. Rabbi Zeira Kisalik L'Eretz Yisrael Yosef Shinta Anisa. When he went to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Zeira decided to fast 300 fasts. Kuf Kameisa Kiech De L'Shtakach Talmud De Bavel Minei. Unbelievable. The first 100 fasts so that he could forget all of his learning from Bavel, Kiech De L'Nitzach Begirse, so that he wouldn't be distracted by his old Bavel learning when he's trying to accumulate Eretz Yisrael learning. Kuf Metzia in parentheses, but Gemara Yisrael Rabbi Lazar, different Girsaos in that Gemara, exactly who it was, but he fasted a 200 fast so that Rabbi La or Rabbi Lazar wouldn't die. Why was he so interested in Rabbi La staying alive? Because he knew that if Rabbi La died, then all the burdens of the tzibur were going to be on his own shoulders, and he didn't want that. He wanted to be able to sit and learn. He wasn't interested in dealing with all the tzarchei tzibur. Kuf Basraisa, in the last 100 fasts, Kiechid L'Nishal Bo Nurud De Gehenim, so that the fires of Gehenim won't hold any sway over him. And Kol Lamid Yomen have a Badik Nafshei, every 30 days he would check to make sure that he was impervious to any fires of anything. So Shagar Tanura, he would light up the oven, Salik Yasub Begaveh, and he would go and he would sit in the oven and see if he would get burnt. He was just testing to make sure that he wasn't going to get burnt, that he was still impervious to any fire, so that he wouldn't be affected by Gehenim. Lava kashalt beinura, and it worked. Nothing ever affected him, except one day. Yomach, all you need is once. Yomachad yavu be rabbanan einayu. One day, the rabbanan looked at him in a funny way. V'charich shaki, and his legs got burnt. V'karle katan charich shaki, and that's why from that time on they called him the guy with the burnt legs. U'mesech Sanhedrin perak echadinim mamnis. Rabbi Zeira was a big tzaddik. The Gemara tells us in Mesech Sanhedrin that Hanu Bar that there were these thugs, there were these bad guys in Rabbi Zeira's neighborhood. And after Rabbi Zeira died, they did tshuva because they felt that the reason they were able to survive and get away with what they were able with all their bad activities was because Rabbi Zeira would daven for them. Rabbi Zeira was always kind to them and was probably davening for their well-being. But now that Rabbi Zeira is gone, they figured they're probably finished. So they decided instead to do tshuva. So that's the story of how Rabbi Zeira got this this nickname. But you see that they called him that nickname as well in Maseches Sanhedrin. So anyway, Rabbi Avoh decided to take this neder that if Rabbi Zeira gets better, he's going to make a Yom HaTov L'Rabbanan. Itbach, Rabbi Zeira actually got better. Avatu dasu l'kul Rabbanan. So Rabbi Avoh made a big suda for all the Rabbanan. Kimata the Mishri, when it came time to break bread, it came time to make a bracha on bread. Rashi says, "L'mishri lishna d'shirusa kolomer lifros birchas amotzi v'lechol," to break the bread for amotzi and to eat. So Amar Leih Rabbi Zeira lishri l'mar. So Rabbi Avoh said to Rabbi Zeira, "You're the star of the show today. You're the reason for this party. Why don't you lead, make the bracha?" Amar Leih lo savor l'mar l'hadar b'yochanan d'amar balabayis potzeya. He says, "But I'm not making the party. It's your party. You're the balabayis. So don't you hold the balabayis as the one that's supposed to be potzeya?" So Sharilahu, so Rabbi Avoh did it. Kimatul Vruche, came time for Birch Samazon. Amar Leih Nivrich Lanmar. So he said to Rabbi Zeira, "No, so you should lead the benching. We're making this party in your honor." Amar Leih Lo Savor L'mar L'Hadar Rav Huna D'min Bavel D'amar Botzeya Mevarech. Wait, but don't you hold what Rav Huna says, that the guy who's Botzeya should be Mevarech, and since you were the one that was Botzeya, you're the one that made the Hamotzi, so therefore you should be the one you should be the one to be mevarich as well, to lead the benching as well. So says the Gemara, great. So Rabbi Zera had a very good explanation of why he shouldn't do anything. But v'iu commands virile. What did Rabbi Avo hold by asking Rabbi Zera to do it in the first place? So kiyadam Rabbi Yochum, mishum Rabbi Menichai. He held like Rabbi Yochum says, b'shem Rabbi Shum Menichai. And that is that balabayis potzea vo reach mevarich. That the balabayis should be potzea, but the oreach, the guest, is the one that's mevarich. Balabayis potzea kedei sheyiftza ba'ein yafe. The balabayis should be potzea so that he will be very generous in the portions that he gives out. We're afraid if you're a guest at someone's house and it's not really your food, so you don't want to be overly generous in distributing portions because you're not being generous with your own food. But since it's yours, you could be very comfortable giving out reasonable portions to everybody. And the oreach, we want to lead the benching so that he'll have the opportunity to be mevarich the balabayis. As part of the benching, he gives a special bracha for the balabayis. A couple of things before we move on to what that bracha is. Rabbi Yaakov Emden just points out in his commentary in the back of the Gemara, he says, Yesh lahakshos, the Amrina, the Gemara is going to say in Dafnun Hey, Kol shenosno kos levarich ve'enu mevarich mekatrin yamav. That if you're offered a kol shel bracha to lead benching and you're not mevarich, so mekatrin yamav, it's a terrible thing. It's the opposite of arichas yamim. So how could he turn it down? Rabbi Zera was offered to lead the benching, and he said, no, the Botzeah should do it. How could he turn it down? The Gemara is going to say even better than that. That jump at the opportunity. Be the first one to grab the chance to lead the benching, to make the bracha. That's you should go and grab it for yourself. If they're offering it, if they give it to you, all the more so you should do it. Okay, so on the last one, he could say that maybe he holds like the other shita, that it's better to answer amen than to be the one to make the bracha. But what about the fact that they actually offered it to him, and once it's offered to you, if you don't accept it, it's mekatrin yamav? Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, when do we say it's mekatzrin yamav? That's if they offer it to you appropriately, la halacha. It's that it was correct for them to offer it to you. That the point is that if they give it to you by accident because they didn't know the halacha, they thought that you're a kohen and you're not a kohen, so they offered you the bench. So then you can't lead the benching because then it's gezel. They think that you're something that you're not. And then you're going to owe yud zehuvim because the halacha is that if you are chotef a bracha from somebody else, if you take away a mitzvah from somebody else, Gemara Bava Metzia tells us, so a bracha is also a mitzvah. You take away from somebody else, you owe them 10 zehuvim. You have to pay them 10 zehuvim for the mitzvah that you steal from them. So he says, v'chein osa shamru chatof avarich kishu al pi adin ka'amar. Also that other Gemara that says you should grab the opportunity to take the bracha for yourself. That's only when you're the one that's supposed to be taking the bracha. Shelo yisari v'avol yamari lekablo, that you shouldn't turn it down, you should grab it as much as possible. Or he says, maybe even if you're not clearly, let's say you're not the only Kohen in the room, but there are you and a couple of other Kohanim, so he says, then you're even with other people. So that's also, you could go and grab it. Kol dalim gavar. And then in those kinds of situations, whoever is most aggressive, so we'll win out and he'll get the bracha. And that's considered, the aggression is considered appropriate in the world of leading Birchas HaMazon. The only other small ha'ar over here is that the Ramah, in the end of Siman Taf Ayin Tes, in Hilchos Pesach, the Ramah writes that even though we generally paskin, like what it says here in the Gemara, that we generally paskin, that the Oreach is Mevarich, so that he could have the opportunity to be Mevarich the Balabayis, the Ramah says that on the night of the Seder, v'nahagu shabalabayis mevarich birchas hamazon b'lala pesach, shenemar tov ayin hu yivarach. That on the night of the Seder, the minhag is that the balabayis should lead the benching, because the pasuk says tov ayin hu yivarach, v'hu mikri tov ayin shamar kol dich v'nyesev yechol. The balabayis is called tov ayin because he's the one that says kol dich v'nyesev yechol. I never thought of that before, that it's only the balabayis who's really saying kol dich v'nyesev yechol. Now typically you have guests over, and everyone says kol duch v'nyesev yechol. What are they talking about? about. They can't say kol dech minyase v'yechol. It's not theirs to say it with. It's only the Baal HaBayis who has the ability to say it in a meaningful way. So he's called the Tov Ayin on the night of the Seder, so dafka he should make the bracha. Mishra Berurah points out, if you didn't know this Ramah, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal if somebody else benches. But that's the minig. The minig is that the Baal HaBayis should bench. So apparently that's a greater factor, that Tov Ayin Uivarach is a greater factor than being able to be mevarech the Baal HaBayis. So my mevarech, what bracha does he make when he's mevarech the Baal HaBayis? Yiratzon shlo yevosh Baal HaBayis bol mazeh. Back in the Gemara now, yiratzon shlo yevosh Baal HaBayis bol mazeh. V'leikolim lol maba, that he should just say a short yiratzon, that the Baal HaBayis shouldn't suffer any embarrassment in this world or in the next world. So the Gemara just adds, Rebbe Mosef Badvarim, and Rebbe added a bit of a longer nusach to this bracha. V'yitzlach ma'od b'chol nechasov, yu nechasov nechaseinu mutzlach mukrovim le'ir, that he should, all of his properties should be successful, and his properties and our own properties should all be successful and should be close to the city, so we should have easy access to them, we shouldn't have to travel too far for work. V'al yishlo tzatan lo b'masi yadav lo b'masi yadenu, the satan shouldn't have any sway over his work or our work. V'al yizdak lo l'fan and that no one should, neither he nor we should suffer any even thoughts of averos or any types of sins forever and ever. So a very beautiful bracha that the oreach is mevarech the Baal HaBayis. This is Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to say this bracha for years and years. They printed benches without this bracha. Now you see more. They're printing it together with this bracha. It's an appropriate bracha to say. It's preferish in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch that one is supposed to be mevarich like this. What if you're benching in a shul or in a place where there is no Baal HaBayis per se? So we still say this bracha. So I always wondered about that. When Rav Shechter was here, he did. He always benches out loud. You could hear him bench. So he did say this bracha when he. So I guess the halacha is that you do. I don't know. That's as far as I researched it. So ad heichon birchas hazimun. How far do we go for birchas hazimun? Meaning, we know that you say a few more words when there's a zimun than when there's not a zimun. Like, for instance, we say Rabbi Sain of Reich and those three, four lines before we start Azan. So not everyone agrees that that's all you add because of Birch Hazimun. Meaning, what exactly, which parts of benching are said only when there's a mezumen, which parts are said even when there's not a mezumen. So Rav Nachman Amar Anevarech. Rav Nachman says what we do, that until Nevarech Shachal Mishalo is only said with a mezumen, and then if there's no mezumen, you just start Baruch Ata Hashem, you start with the regular Hazan. Rav Sheshes Amar Ad Hazan. Rav Sheshes says an unbelievable chiddush, that with a zimun, you could say the first bracha, you say Nevarech and Azan, the first bracha of benching. Without a zimun, you don't say the first bracha of benching. Without a zimun, the Hazan isn't said. So says Gemara, Neima Katanai, maybe this machlokas amarayim actually matches a machlokas tanayim. Detani chada, birchas hamazon shnayim u'shlosha. We have one source that says birchas hamazon is two brachos or three brachos, which would imply that if there is a zimun, it's going to be three brachos, and if there's no zimun, it's two brachos on a daraisa level. Vatani idach, and we have another brachos that says shlosha va'arba, that birchas hazimun is three brachos or four brachos. So savrua dekuli alma tov ametiv lav daraisihi. We're assuming that we're working with the assumption that everybody agrees that a tova ametiv is definitely not a bracha mida oraisa, and therefore a tova ametiv, the fourth bracha of benching, is not included in either one of these brachos. So what are they arguing about when they say it's two or three and four? So my lav akav iflgi mandiam shtayim v'shalosh. The one that says that it's either two brachos or three brachos kasavar adazan will hold that birchas hazimun is carries you through Hazan. So when you have Birchas Hazimun, you're going to say Hazan. When you don't have Birchas Hazimun, you're not going to say Hazan. You only have two brachos left to carry you through Bona Yerushalayim. But Hatov HaMetiv doesn't count, and Hazan doesn't count when you don't have a Zimun. So you're only going to have two brachos. Umani Yom Rishalosh V'Arba, but the one that says you either make three or four brachos, Kasavra Nevarech. We'll say that with the Zimun, you say Nevarech. You say those first few lines that we say before benching, and that counts as bracha number one. Then Hazan is bracha number two, and Alakol, etc., and then Vana Yerushalayim are three and four, and that's how you'll have four brachas when there is a Zimun, and when there's no Zimun, you'll just have the first three brachas of benching without a Tova Ametiv. So isn't this exactly the Machlokas? Whether the Birchas HaZimun includes Hazan or does not include Hazan? Machlokas Tanaim, says the Gemara, no, it's not that's not the Machlokas Tanaim. The Machlokas Tanaim was said in very vague language. It was just given with numbers. There was no actual words that were given in this Machlokas Tanaim. So there are other ways to interpret it. So let's see. Lo, Rav Nachman Metaris Tamei, Rav Sheshes Metaris Tamei. Rav Nachman will say both of the Brises could be going like him. Rav Sheshes could say both of the Brises are going like him. Rav Nachman Metaris Tamei, Rav Nachman will say that both are going like him, meaning Rav Nachman again is the one who said, like we do, that Nevarech is Zimun. After that, starting with Hazan is already regular benching that you always say even without a Zimun. Dekuli alma an Nevarech. Everyone would say an Nevarech is the Zimun. Mandiam Rashalosh v'ar b'shapir. So the one that says that it's either three brachos or four brachos, that's great. Three brachos without a Zimun, through Bonei Yerushalayim, we're not counting Atov HaMetiv again, and with a Zimun, it's four brachos, because Nevarech counts as bracha number one. So that shita works out beautifully. Umandiyam Rashtayim Rashalosh, how's Rav Nachman going to explain the brisa that says two or three brachos? So Amalach, now that's talking about the bracha of the benching that would be said by a worker. We know a worker has to condense the benching a little bit because he's got a job to do. He shouldn't be wasting his time on the job by benching too much. So the birchas poalim is either two or three brachas. Domer mar, as we say about birchas poalim, posech bazan v'kol bonu yushlaim birchas ha'aretz. The birchas ha'aretz and bonu yushlaim, he says as one. He puts it together as one bracha. So when you have workers, it's either going to be two brachas or three brachas. Again, hatova ametiv is out. Hatova ametiv doesn't count. So if the workers have a zimun, they have nivarech, they have Hazan, and then they have together as a single bracha, Birchas Haaretz and Bonei Yerushalayim. When they don't have a Zimun, they only have Hazan, and then together, Birchas Haaretz and Bonei Yerushalayim as a single bracha. So that's the Birchas Poalim. Rav Sheshes Metaritz Tamei, Rav Sheshes would say that both prices go like him. Again, Rav Sheshes is the one that says that Hazan, the first bracha of what we know as benching, is actually part of Birchas HaZimun, and would not be said without a Zimun. The Kuli Almar Hazan, Rav Sheshes would tell you. Mandiyam Rashtayim V'Shalosh Shapir. So the Braisa that said it's either two brachos or three brachos works out really well. When there's a Zimun, it's Nevarech / Hazan and Birchas Haaretz and Bonei Yerushalayim. When there's no Zimun, it's just Birchas Haaretz and Bonei Yerushalayim. That's all you got. Umandiyam Rashalosh, and the one that's Shalosh V'Arba, the Braisa that said that it's either three or four brachos, Kasavar Hatova Metiv Dalraisehi. We'll say that Hatova Metiv is a bracha Dalraisa, and therefore it gets listed over here because it's required to say it Midalraisa. Now, just one or two points over here. First of all, the implication of this Gemara is that Zimun is Dalraisa. Because the Gemara worked through the last ten lines, assuming that Hatova Metiv doesn't get listed in any of these brisos because it's not Dalraisa. But what does get listed? Zimun. Whatever Zimun is, that got listed as one of the two or three, or one of the three or four that the Braisa spoke about. Even though Atova Metiv Lukule Alma wasn't going to be mentioned because it's Lav Dalraisa. Whether in fact, so this is one of the stronger rayas that Birchas HaZimun is Dalraisa. There is a Shita in Achronim that only Zimun Ba'asara is Dalraisa, not Zimun B'Shlosha, which of course one could ask, you know, when the Gemara wanted to know, Minahani Mili, the Perek started out, the first Gemara in the Perek, how do I know that Zimun is Dalraisa? So the Gemara said, Minahani Mili, and quoted a pasuk, Gadol Hashem Iti, in Ramash Mayachtav, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hava Godel El Kenu, those pasukim, in the way Rashi explained, are clearly about Zimun B'Shlosha. So you have to say, if you hold all Zimun is Daraisa, then obviously those Pesukim are Smachta. It is Drabanan rather, then obviously those Pesukim are Smachta. Even if you hold Zimun Ba'asar is Daraisa, those can't be the source. Whatever the source is, it can't be from there. Those Pesukim were only sources to have three. But this is one of the better rayas, one of the stronger rayas, that Birchas HaZimun is in fact Da'oraisa. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes and Sharetzi and Sivkat Niyotes quotes that Rove Poskim hold that Zimun is only Drabbanan. There is a Shach in Choshem Mishpat Siman Shin Pei Beis Sivkat Gimel Rav Shechter quotes in Eretz Tzvi on page Mem Ches. The Shach in Choshem Mishpat says that if a person is Gonev Birchas Hamazon Mechavero, let's say you steal Birchas Hamazon from somebody. Somebody was supposed to lead the benching and you instead take it. And again, leading the benching Bizman HaGemara and Shulchan Aruch didn't mean that you just got to lead and say Rabbi Sain of Reich. I mean, you were the one who benched, because only one person benched and everyone else would listen. So if one grabs the benching and says the benching for everybody, says the Shach, Mishalim lo mem zuhuvim. He has to pay 40 zuhuvim to the person he stole the benching from. Why? Like we said from Rabbi Yaakov Emden before, from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. When you steal a mitzvah from somebody, you need to pay them 10 zuhuvim for stealing the mitzvah. When you steal benching from somebody, you stole 4 brachos, 40 zuhuvim. Asar zuhuvim, can I call bracho? Birch satova metiv. But generally speaking, you don't pay for mitzvot rabbanon. So says, wait a second. So birchsam the bar priyagafen is also not. So you have the 3 brachos plus bar priyagafen if you're mevarich al kos. So asks the ktsos, the bar priyagafen is also not da'oraisa. Why are you paying for that? If you're not paying for atova ametiv, why are you paying for the bar priyagafen? It's only 3 brachos da'oraisa. How could you be chayv to pay 40 zehuvim? So if you say that the concept of zimun is da'oraisa and the birchas hazimun counts as its own bracha, so then you could say that those are the 4 brachos da'oraisa that you're paying, not the bar priyagafen, not the bracha lakos, but the zimun. You're paying for the extra 10 zehuvim for the zimun. But again, that only works if you say birchas hazimun is da'oraisa. If you don't say birchas hazimun is da'oraisa, it doesn't work out so well. But again, this Gemara sounds like birchas hazimun is in fact da'oraisa. The other issue over here is that there is apparently a shita that holds hatova meitiv is da'oraisa. The problem is the Gemara is going to say later on in daf mem chesam beis. Darshan's words from the pasuk for each bracha that we have in Birch Samazon, and the Bryce is going to say Asher Nasan Lecha Zu Hatova Metiv, and then the Gemara says Nah Hatova Metiv Biyavne Tiknuha. Hatova Metiv, they were Misakein in Yavne, so we know when they were Misakein Hatova Metiv. They were Misakein at Dafka later. The Rabbanon were Misakein Hatova Metiv in Yavne. So the Gemara seems to assume that it's Lekuli Alma that they decided to institute a bracha of Hatova Metiv on the Haruge Beitar, that the Haruge Beitar were Nitan cover, were given over to be able to be buried, and they hadn't decomposed, they were still able to be buried. So what's the machlokas between the Shita, Tov Meitiv D'Oraisa, Tov Meitiv D'Rabbanan? It seems clear that it was Mesukan in Yavne. Shav Salvechik explains, the Shita that holds Tov Meitiv D'Oraisa doesn't mean that the Chiyuv of Tov Meitiv is min HaTorah. Everyone agrees, it was B'Yavne Tiknua, Haruge Beitar. No, the Shita that holds that it's the Rabbanon holds that Hatova Metiv is, the Shita that holds that the Rabbanon were Misakein Hatova Metiv as a Chelek of Birchas Hamazon, that the Rabbanon sometimes have the right to form and to tell you how to do the mitzvah d'oraisa. What does the Torah say? It says, V'yachalta v'svat v'rachta, so you should be bruch rachmanu da'ipito. We saw Binyamin Raya, that his whole benching consisted of, blessed is the God of this bread. But the Rabbanan have the right to say, no, if you want to get the mitzvah d'oraisa, you have to do it in this particular way. Like the Gemara in Pesachim says, that in Kiddush, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Where does it say that? It says, Zachris Yom Shabbos Lekadsho. Who says you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush? The Rabbanan have the right to tell you that this is the way we do the mitzvah d'oraisa. And if you don't do the mitzvah d'oraisa this way, then it's already machlokas rishonim, whether you don't even get the kiyum d'oraisa at all. That's machlokas ran in Tosos at the beginning of Maseches Sukkah. But either way, the Rabbanan can make something part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. That the bracha of Atova Meitiv is part of the bracha of Hazan itself, and it's a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa of Birch Samazon. Whereas the sheet that holds it's not d'oraisa would say Atova Meitiv is not a chel chelik of Birch Samazon. It's not that Rabban made a chelik of Birch Samazon. It became a bracha b'fnei atzma. They were misakin it for Arugei Beit. It was a separate bracha. It's a cheftz of Birchas Hoda'a b'fnei atzma on Shmuel's Tovos, on good things that the good news that they got, that they decided to add after you finish benching, but not as part of benching itself. The points out that that's mashma from the lashon of the Rashba that way, that it's separate from the benching. The Rashba in Vav Amud Aleph writes, "Avol hashad delasa elamid rabbanu v'niskan l'besof al rugei beitar harei he ki ilu omedes bifnei atzma." That it's as if it's omed bifnei atzma. It's its own separate bracha. So that's perhaps the biur of the machlokas about hatov v'ametiv. Okay, back in the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to try to prove that Atov HaMeitiv is only Drabbanan. We're going to bring three rayas that Atov HaMeitiv is only Drabbanan. Amar Rav Yosef, Tedet Atov HaMeitiv Lav Doraisa, Shrei Po'alim Okrumosa. I can prove to you that Atov HaMeitiv is not Doraisa, because Po'alim don't say Atov HaMeitiv. The Po'alim are Oker Atov HaMeitiv. So the Kasha is, I think the Gilin HaShas points out somewhere, that we have Tosfos earlier. Yeah, if you look in Gilin Shas on the margin of the page, Ayin le'eldaf tezayinam ralf Tosfos dibra maslo v'choseim. So what's he referring to? The Tosfos earlier on daf tezayinam ralf had said that from the fact that Paulim skip hatov ha'metiv, you see that you're allowed to be oker davar min ha'torah b'shevi alta, said that Rabbanan had the right to be oker davar min ha'torah. So what do you mean? How does this prove anything in our Gemara? Then Rav Yosef is trying to prove in our Gemara that Atov HaMeitiv is not Daraisa from the fact that the Po'alim don't say it. What do you mean? That shouldn't prove anything according to Tosfos. This is just the Rabban being Oker Davar Min HaTorah v'Shevi Al Ta'aseh. So Salvation explains, no, the Raya is that Enochinami, the Rabbanon have the right to tell a poel not to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, but the Rabbanon could have said not to do any of the brachos. Why did they dafka choose hatov ha'metiv as the one bracha that the poel shouldn't do? All the other brachos they're going to do. It must be that something qualitatively different about hatov ha'metiv from all the other brachos. It must be that hatov ha'metiv is the Rabbanon and all the other brachos are d'oraisa. That's Rabbi Yosef's raya. Not the fact that they were entitled to tell the poel to skip it. The fact that they chose to tell the poel to skip this bracha over any other bracha. Second raya that Atov HaMeitiv is not Daraisa. Am Rav Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Martin Mishmei Derav Teda Daf Atov HaMeitiv Lav Daraisa Shari Poseach Bo Bebaruch Vein Chosim Bo Bebaruch. The raya that Atov HaMeitiv is not Daraisa is that it's Poseach Bebaruch. It starts with the Baruch, but it doesn't end with the Baruch. Kedetanya Kol HaBaruch Kulon Poseach Ben Bebaruch VeChosim Ben Bebaruch. All brachos begin with the baruch and end with the brachos, with the baruch, chut mi birch saperos u birch samitzvos. Except for birch saperos, birch samitzvos are so short, it's just one quick bracha, there's no extra baruch ata at the end. U bracha smucha lechavrta, and also bracha smucha lechavrta, u bracha achron shabu kriyashma, and the last bracha of kriyashma. Yesh mehen shapaseach ben baruch vein chosim baruch. Some of them are poseach ben baruch and are not chosim ben baruch, like Birchas Peros, Birchas HaMitzvos, you start with the Baruch, and you're not Chosim B'Baruch, because it's just one straight bracha. Rashi parenthetically mentions over here that the Birchas Peros, Birchas HaMitzvos don't have any extra Shevach added into it, like you have by Kiddush, where you say, Ki Yom Zeh T'chilo L'Mikrayi Kodesh V'Anchilenu. So the Maariz Chayis points out, you see that was in the Nusach of Rashi's Kiddush. He says Rashi had an Ashkenazi Kiddush, not a Sephardi Kiddush. I never looked carefully at the Sephardi Kiddush. I guess they don't have that line. But he said Rashi had an Ashkenazi Kiddush, Maariz Chayis says. You see, for me now, you have a lot of benches that have both. Sometimes you get confused and you start reading Kiddush from the bencher and you realize you're on the Sephardi page. So, but that Rashi had an Ashkenazi Kiddush, I guess. So it says Maariz Chayis. Anyway, so some of them are Poseach Baruch and are not Chosim B'Baruch. The Yeshman Shechosim Ben B'Baruch Ben Poseach B'Baruch. And some of them finish with the Baruch, but don't start with the Baruch. V'atov ha'metiv poseach b'baruch ve'in chosim b'baruch. V'atov ha'metiv starts with the Baruch, is not chosim b'baruch. Nechal de bracha b'fnei atzmahi. So it sounds like it's its own separate bracha, that it's not considered smuch l'chavrita. If it were smuch l'chavrita, it wouldn't be poseach b'baruch. So you see the fact that it's a bracha smuch l'chavrita is chosim b'baruch, but it's not poseach b'baruch. Atov ha'metiv is the opposite. If it were part of benching midaraisa, then it would be a bracha smuch l'chavrita. So it must be that it's only midrabanan, and that's why it doesn't count as a bracha smuch l'chavrita. Tosos on the bottom points out a couple of important things. We'll just mention one of them, very halach l'maisa, about bracha smuch l'chavrita. About five lines from the bottom, Tosos writes v'yishtabach smuch l'baruch sha'amar. Yishtabach is considered smucha to baruch sha'amar. U'lekach yish zar shalo l'saper b'nehem. So he said, that's why we have to be very careful not to speak between Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach. It's like one long bracha. And even though there are a lot of psukei dezimra, there are a lot of psukim of zemer in between, a lot of wonderful praises that we sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach are considered to be one long bracha. People sometimes would never pause in the middle of making a Baruch Priya Eitz, let's say, Baruch HaTashem, Mokeinu Melchom, hi, how you doing? Baruch Priya Eitz, we would never do something like that, but in psukei dezimra, sometimes people are a little bit less careful about speaking. So Tosa says you should realize it's all the same thing. It's considered one long bracha. So says Gemara Vayter, third raya. V'am Rav Nachum Yitzchak Teda Da Tova Meitiv Lav Da Raisa. A raya that Atova Meitiv is not Da Raisa. Shari Okir Osa BeBeis HaAvel. They don't say Atova Meitiv in the Beis HaAvel. Kiditanya Mayim Om Beis HaAvel. Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. What do they say in the Beis Havel? They say Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Baruch Dayin HaEmes. Rabbi Kiva says, no, they wouldn't say Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv in the Beis Havel. We skip that bracha entirely, and instead we say Baruch Dayin HaEmes. How could you skip that bracha entirely? Must be that it's not Doraisa. So says Omer, wait a second. HaTov HaMeitiv in Dayin HaEmes Lo? The first Shita held that you only make HaTov HaMeitiv and not Dayin HaEmes. How could you not say Dayin HaEmes in a Beis Havel? So no, it didn't mean that. Ela'ema av hatov ha-metiv. What he meant to say is the Tanakhama held, in addition to Dayin Ha'emes, you also say hatov ha-metiv. And Rabbi Kiva said, no, only Dayin Ha'emes, no hatov ha-metiv. Either way, the raya still stands. The fact that there's a Tana that holds that you would skip hatov ha-metiv. Marzutra ikli be Ravashi, itra be milser. Marzutra went to visit Ravashi, and he became an avel. Pasuch Baruch, so he started, he said the bracha, HaTov HaMeitiv Kel Emes, Dayan Emes, Shofit B'Tzedek, Lokeach B'Mishpat, God takes away with justice. Tosus doesn't like that line. Tosus points out, well, he quotes the Bahag, at least he doesn't like that line, of Lokeach B'Mishpat. Tosus quotes from the Bahag in Dibra Maskel Marzutra, U'Pirish Bahag De'in Lomber B'Mishpat, Kaimelin Perk B'Meh B'Hema Yotza, D'Yesh Misa B'Lochet V'Yesh Yisurin B'Low Avon, that sometimes there's Misa without Averis. So you shouldn't necessarily say that Hashem took the person away because it was Mishpat, because it was justice. But then Tos says, Miu Bekache L'Macho, if that's the best reason you got to take away this line from the Matbeah Shatav L'Cham B'Brachos, from the Nusach that the Gemara gives us of the Bracha, then don't take away that line. Leave it in there. It's not a good enough reason. And the Bracha continues back in the Gemara, V'Shalit Ba'Olam Olasos Bokir Tzono, Ki Kol Hashem rules over the world, does whatever he wants, Ki Kol Derach of Mishpat, all of his ways are just, Sha'kol Shalok, because everything belongs to God, V'Anachnu Amo, we are his nation, V'Avadav and his servants, V'Kol Anachnu, and we have to thank him for everything, right? We're mevarich al ra, k'shem shemevarich al tova, levarich, and we have to bless him. Go to pirtzos b'Yisrael, who yigdar sapirtz azos b'Yisrael l'chaim. And the one who builds up all the fences in the Jewish people should build this fence, this breach in the fence as well, for life. That's the bracha you say in a Beis Avel. That appears in Shulchan Aruch also. A lot of people don't realize this in Yerides, in Shinayin Tes, it's beferish that appears in Shulchan Aruch. So many are not knowing to say it. It's unclear exactly why many are not knowing to say it, but it appears in Shulchan Aruch you're supposed to say it. Probably they're not knowing to say it because it's not on the bencher. So there's probably in a Beis Avel that's the appropriate thing to say. Okay, Le'echon Uchozer, where should he go back to? So right away the Rishonim say, who, what? What are we talking about over here? Le'echon Uchozer. So Rashi says, remember yesterday we were talking about someone's Messiah for the Zimun. We said, not yesterday, earlier today, Mishan started for the Zimun, V'amr le'ela, libidur of shesh, v'zbirch Zimun ad-azan, v'utzvach zelios, mafzik achilios ha-chigmar m'varech. No, it was yesterday. When we said that if you have three people eating together, two of them are finished eating, one of them isn't. So the guy who's not finished eating has to stop his meal to be able to answer the benching with the other guys, with the guys who are benching now. So when he actually finishes, so what does he go back to? Does he go back? Does he have to say the entire benching all over again? What does he go back to? Rashi says that's what we're asking now at this point of the Gemara. Tosus disagrees. Tosus thinks it's a little late to ask about that. That's not really Tosa's real problem with it. He has other issues with it. Tosa has a different pshat, but let's stick with Rashi for right now. We're going to run out of time otherwise. Le'echnu chozer, Razud mishmei da'abai yomar chozer the rosh, v'rabban rami l'makom shapasak. Razud says you go back to the beginning of Birch Sazan, of benching that you would say, if you were benching b'yichidus, and Rabbanan say no, the makom shapasak, and birch sa'aretz like any other yachid. The hilchos of the makom shapasak, and the halacha is the makom shapasak. Wherever you stopped answering the first time, that's where you go back to. Amalei reish galusa the Rav Sheshes. Afak of the Rabbanan kashish yatun. The reish galusa said to Rav Sheshes, even though you Rabbanan are old and wise and wonderful rabbis, Parsai b'tzarchi suda b'ki minaychu. You should know that the Parsai people are much stronger in their minhagim relating to Su'uda. They're greater experts in how to do proper derech eretz by Su'uda. B'zman shein shtei mitos, when they have two beds, they used to sit on beds, they would lean on beds when they were eating, so when they had two beds and they'd have to be leaning to one side, the way they were knowing was gadol mesav barosh v'sheni lo lemale himenu. The greater one would be mesav barosh and the other one would sit above him. B'zman shein shalosh, when there were three beds, gadol mesav emtza sheni lo lemale himenu shlish lo lemate himenu. They would have the gadol in the middle, the second one above him, the third guy a little beneath him. Amalei b'chibay yishtayu said, but that's so inconvenient for the gadol. If he wanted to converse with somebody, he'd have to twist his whole body around to be able to talk to the other person, to look at him. He says, no, the parsayim didn't have to talk face to face. They used sign language. So it was okay. He could just lift his hand, and the other guy saw what he was doing with his hand, so that wasn't a problem. Where did these parsayi people, who was the first one to wash mayim rishonim? Not, they didn't make alun til sidayim. They were gay. They would wash for cleanliness before the meal. So who's the first person to wash? Am leimen agadol. They would always start from the gadol. He would be the first one to wash. Yashav gadol v'yishmer yadav atchenot and kulan. That's not nice. So the guy, the oldest one, the one who's most respected in the house, has to wash first and sit there waiting for everybody else till they finish washing, till he could break bread for everybody. So am leil yalter ma'isutach kamei. No, they would bring him his own private plate right away. They would bring him his own private a table right away, so he's able to start right away. He didn't have to wait for everybody else. Mayim achronim heichem aschilin. Where would they start mayim achronim from? Amalei mina katan. Mayim achronim, the katan would wash first. So he said, that's not nice. The gadol would have to sit there with dirty hands till everybody else washed mayim achronim. Amalei lo misal kitachim kamei adan amti mayim legabe. No, they didn't remove his plate. They didn't remove his table from him until he washed mayim achronim. So it was fine. Amar Rav Sheshes said, "Namasnisi Adam." Rav Sheshes said, "I don't know about parsayim. I know what we do." The Tanya, the Brisa says like this: "Ketsa seder aseba b'zman sheishtei mitos gadol mesav rosh sheni l'mate menu." When there are two beds, the gadol's brosh, second one, is beneath him, not above him, so that he could converse more easily with him. B'zman shein shalosh mitos gadol mesav brosh sheni l'male menu shlishi l'mate menu. When it's three, the gadol's brosh, second to the greatest is the malat, third is the lamata. Mayim arishonim. And when we wash starting with the gadol. When it comes to mayim achronim, if there are five or less people, we let the gadol wash mayim achronim first. If there are 100 people, we start from the katan. Once we get to the last five, then we go to the gadol. We let the gadol wash mayim achronim. And whoever washed mayim achronim first, he's the one that leads the benching. Whoever is the one who washes first, he's the one that gets to say the bracha. And the Gemara repeats a story we just had recently. Rav and Rabbi Chiya were by Rabbi's house. Amar le Rabbi the Rav, come wash your yadich. So Rabbi said to Rav, go wash your hands. Chazi de kamirtas. So he saw Rav was nervous. Oh, my hand's dirty. He's upset at me. What? So Amar le bar paxi, ayin bebirks mizona kamalach. He's just telling you that he wants you to lead benching. He's giving you an honor. He's not upset at you. Rashi writes over here that we say, ketsa seder seba, the mayim rishonim is maskilim in a gadol, ula alter ma'ayli tacha kamei. That how do we account for the fact that the gadol's going to sit there quietly waiting? No, bring the plate to him right away, let him wash right away, let him eat right away. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about bringing bringing his table to him and letting him start to eat right away. So Rashi holds that the Braisa, when it says the Gadol washes first, holds that he eats right away as well. But wait a second, isn't the Gadol Botseya for everybody? Doesn't he make Hamotzi for everybody? What do you mean he eats right away? How can he eat right away? Doesn't he have to make Hamotzi for everybody? Says Rav Yashiv, this is a raya to the sheet of the Orchos Chaim, quoted in Shulchan Aruch Sim Kufsam Zayin Siv Zayin. Unbelievable. That if I want to make Hamotzi for other people, and they haven't yet washed, they can listen to my Hamotzi, answer Amen B'Yotze, and then wash, and still eat bread based on my Hamotzi. They can be Yotze L'Chamisha, even if not having washed. The Gadol doesn't have to wait for everybody else to wash. We're generally L'Chachila try not to do like that, but you see from this Gemara, says Rabbi Yashiv, like the Orchos Chaim, a very strong raya, that Rashi at least held that even as a L'Chachila, that you could do like the Orchos Chaim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from the bottom line tomorrow.